You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, Jaguar fans? It's Tony Wiggins here on Locked On Jaguars with another edition of the show here, because it's your team every day here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And we strive to give you the absolute best Jaguars coverage, especially now that we're in single digits before the NFL draft in 2021, the biggest draft, I believe, in the history of this franchise, that's going to net Trevor Lawrence being the first pick. And I know everyone wants to discuss that, and we'll talk about that as a whole and that impact a little bit in the first segment. But today's show is about the sweet spot. And what I mean by the sweet spot is between picks 25 and 65, which both of those picks the Jaguars own, they also own two other picks. So there's 40 picks between 25 and 65, and the Jaguars own four of them. That's a sweet spot. Do you sit and wait? Is it your hopes that what happens is the Jaguars use all four of those picks and have a chance to get four players in that 40-player span in a draft that's deep in a lot of areas, and you can get some really, really good players? Historically, the Jaguars have done a very good job in the second and third round of getting impact players, especially with this current staff having a perceived strength in drafting guys that they recruited and having intricate knowledge of a lot of these players. Or we'll discuss in the second segment, do you take advantage of that and turn that 25th pick into even more picks earlier, moving back and maybe securing an additional second, 2 seconds and another third, or 2 second round picks, or second, a high second and a high third, to get even more picks to sharpen up your arsenal and to take advantage of the fact that the Jaguars know these players a little bit better than everyone else. This would be a straight Jimmy Johnson move from back in 1990, which is what he did back then. Or, in the third segment, do you package up some of these late choices and get back up into the first round and get another player, get three first-round picks, so you could secure the fifth-year option? And now that depends on the position, because there's some positions where you really, really need the fifth-year option. One's quarterback, and obviously the other one's left tackle. But there's some positions where you want a player more long-term because you probably need the extra year of development. So that's a critical decision and choice that you have to make. So that's what we'll look at today. We'll talk about the sweet spot and whether or not you'd stand pat, which we'll talk about here in the first segment, whether you'd move backwards to take advantage of your ability to just know more guys and get more guys in that second and third round area because of your strength as a recruiter and the fact that you just came out of the college game, which we'll go over in the second segment. And then the third segment is, now let's just go down from 10 picks down to 7 and move up and take guys higher, secure the fifth year option in the first round, and maybe even take more guys in the second and third round. Maybe get out of our 7 or 8 picks, let 5 of them be early, 3 in the first round, and maybe 2 in the second round, and even 1 in the third. Maybe 6 out of the 8 picks really, really early, and then hold on to the later picks, maybe a 5th and a 6th rounder, to sort of balance out the rookie salary cap scale. So we'll discuss all of that, but first and foremost, let's just be happy we have the choices and have the picks and have the selections in a draft that is deep at positions that the Jaguars actually need help. First, they did the right thing, and we talked about this pre-free agency. They went out and addressed the defensive line with a bunch of veterans, because this defensive line class, the interior defensive line class, is probably as bad as I've seen it. And it doesn't mean that there won't be guys that can play, but the pickings are slim. So they really, really did go out and address the defensive line. And that's one of the things that I told you guys, that looking at the draft, that the Jaguars were going to have to do. And they did that. They went very, very heavy in free agency of going out and addressing this, because now you guys see that once we're in full swing, when you look at these mock drafts, there are not very many defensive linemen going in the first two or three rounds. And that means that there aren't very many impact guys that are going to be able to help you. So I was glad I was able to get that information out early. You can always look in the archives too and go back to December and January and look at those episodes where I basically said if they wanted defensive line help, they would have had to get it in free agency and not depend on the draft. Interestingly enough, they did not touch the offensive line. And a lot of that is because, you know, they've tended to say that they really, really believe in their guys. They retained George Warhop, and we talked about that. But it's also to be noted that over the last couple of years, the Jaguars have only added two offensive linemen in the draft, and that's in 2 years. So in this particular draft, the offensive line is heavy. And what I mean by that, they're big-time starters in the first two rounds. And then there's a lot of depth, especially in the interior, when you get in round 2, 3, and 4. And then there's some developmental guys even on the edge in rounds 3, 4, and then maybe even towards the end of the fourth round on day two. So the thing is you have to, and what I've always said is, you can't create something that's not there. In the years that you're picking, you know, it's like being in a grocery store. You know, if you're on the vegetable aisle, you got to get vegetables, or in the vegetable section. No need to be in the vegetable section thinking about meat, right? If you're in the vegetable section and that's where you are, and if that's what's there, you have to take what's there. So, you know, and if you don't need any, then bypass it. Don't worry about it. But the bottom line is, drafts are different from grocery stores, and, you know, in this way, there might not be any meat in the store. And see, the meat that might be missing here is defensive linemen. They're just not any. So you got this money to spend. You got to get what's there. So some things are missing in this draft. And if you have to get your talent, you have a draft pick to spend and there's talent there, sometimes you just got to take it. Because it's not a one-year deal here, and that's what I keep trying to tell people. You're not just building a fantasy football team, and then at the end of this year, you're going to scrap it all. No, this is a year after year after year after year process where you're going to need guys. And you may not need linemen this year, but you might need them 2 years from now. And 2 years from now, you don't want to have to go out and get them in free agency and in the draft. It's good to have them already. So there's a balance that you have to really – understand, and you know, injuries happen too, and you need guys that can play. How good is your 6th, 7th, and 8th lineman on this team right now? How good are your swing guys? How much money have you put into them? Do you already have guys in development? What do they think about Ben Bartsch? What do they think about Will Richardson? What do they think about Tyler Shatley, really, as a long-term replacement? Look at the contracts. Look at all of that stuff. So you have to really ask those questions when you wonder what they're going to do in terms of the offensive line. The receivers, DJ Chark's up for a contract year. Are they going to give him a big deal? Is he going to be a guy that they tag? They tagged Cam Robinson this year. Are you going to sign him to an extension? Is he going to get tagged again next year? What's the real evaluation there? So you have to really factor into these situations as you have to look at what's there. It's a deep wide receiver draft. There's a lot of edge in this draft. How do they really view Ke'Lavon Chaisson? Is it going to be something that they're going to look at and say, you know, a change of staff and a change of philosophy will help him? Or will they say he's still a guy that only had 9 sacks in 3 years in college? You have to, or even if we do think he's good, is just having 2 guys enough? Can we just get a 3rd guy and just say iron sharpens iron, and that's how you win championships, especially when we're running a 3-4 and a hybrid, that we can put guys all over the place? That's what you have to do. You have to figure that out. So what we're going to do here in the second segment, we're going to talk about standing pat and maybe moving back. Standing pat and moving back as opposed to standing pat and moving forward. Now, the reason why I'm saying stand pat and move back is because we're going to take moving forward and moving ahead off the table. We're going to say they're going to keep their draft picks, but we're going to act like the board is really, really loaded at 25 and there's a lot there. So what happens and what are the advantages if they get to that point where their intentions were to stand where they are, but then they look up at the board and then all of a sudden, bang, there's a whole lot there and they could really, really move back. And we'll talk about the advantage that would be for Jacksonville and how that'll all play out. And we'll do it here on the Tuesday edition of Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you guys about betonline.ag, man, we talk about it all the time that betonline.ag is the place for you to go for you to win some money when making your bets, because it is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football may be over, but the NBA and the NHL are in full swing, and BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website to use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. Your online sportsbook experts is BetOnline. Sign up today. Make sure you type in that promo code LOCKEDON so you get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Put your mind and your money together, and BetOnline will make it pay for you because it makes it pay for me. All right, man, I got to let you guys know that the Locked On Podcast Network is covering the NFL draft from all angles. Catch up on the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 podcast presented by Odyssey. Follow Locked On NFL Draft and the Draft Dudes podcast for the latest draft news. And stay tuned for more info about our live NFL draft coverage. We're talking about the Jaguars, and we're talking about this NFL draft that's coming up, and we're talking about this hot spot between 25 and 65, where the Jags currently have four of those picks, 25, 33, of course, 65 is the last pick that they have, and the other pick is 45. So it's 25, 33, 45, and 65. It's going to be really fun. So between 25 and 45, they have three, 25, 33, and 45. And 45 is kind of the midway point. Obviously, if we do math, shout out to the Duval County school system for teaching me that 45 is halfway between 25 and 65. And then you have to wait another 20 picks to 65. But I really think that's the hot spot in this draft, because then after that, the Jaguars have to wait about 41 picks for their next pick in the fourth round. But that's where you can get pretty good value. And what's going to determine what happens and what they do at that point, in my opinion, is what falls to them. Now, I'm not going to expose and tell you what happens in the Ultimate Mock Draft, but it's really, if it falls this way, you guys are going to be really, really happy. I'll tell you that. But I will say this, there's a chance that a really, really good player will be falling to the Jaguars at that spot. And if that happens, they have the choice to take that player, to take said player. But if they get to that point and there's a gang of guys that they really, really like, I'm talking about if they have pick 25, 33, and those are the main two that I would really look at, 25 and 33. And let's just say some team offers them a doozy of a deal. I would have to look at the draft board, and I'm going to pull that up here in just a second, the draft order. And someone like Miami that has – I think Miami has multiple picks in the second round, and they're trying to possibly get even more picks from what I understand. Or a team that has multiple picks in the – or a team that picks a little bit later in the first round or early in the second round with the Jaguars, they want to trade. Say if a team wants to trade their late first and their late second, or if a team wants to trade their early second and their early third to give Jaguars even another pick. And you go, well, why would you do that? Well, one, I think the Jaguars coaching staff really does have an advantage, because the kids that are in the draft right now are the same people that they recruited. And if you historically look back at Jim Harbaugh, at Pete Carroll, at Jimmy Johnson, when those guys came into the league, they had a clear advantage. And that clear advantage was they really, really knew in depth a lot more about the players that they were choosing once you got beyond the first round. And the reason why is because they recruited them. So the scouts knew, and the scouts know a lot, but these coaches, a lot of the NFL coaches, they're so busy coaching their teams throughout the season, they only start really looking at players after the season is over. They get with the scouting department, and then they start going through this stuff. So they really start the stuff in January, and if you're a winning team, you start in February, okay? So the advantage of a college coach going to the NFL is he's been watching these kids since they were in the ninth grade because that was his job. So he has, and now that these kids are in the ninth, they're no longer in the ninth, they were 14 and 15 and now they're 21. He's known them since they were, he's known them for 8 years. So you add that to the work that the scout has done. He has advanced knowledge. A coach that has been recruiting and has been on the trail and has sat in the living room and knew these kids in high school has that little bit more of an advantage. And in some cases, many of the guys on Urban Meyer's staff even coached these guys before, worked them out. They know them intimately, more intimately to go along with the fact that the scouts know them. Now, this really helps you because there's been no combine and there's been no hands-on approach. So I do believe that that gives them a bigger advantage. So because you have that advantage, you really want more and more and more opportunities to get more guys. I mean, you're in your wheelhouse now. You're in an area where you actually have an advantage. And Urban sort of talked about being at a disadvantage in free agency because he didn't know the guys. And then because of the restrictions, wasn't able to talk to them. So now you reverse that and you have an advantage, right? So if you get more picks, and you don't just do it just for the sake of having more picks, but you do it if you look at that board. This is why I say stand pat or move back. You look at that board and then all of a sudden at 25, there's 10 guys that you like. Some more than others, but there's like 10 guys that you like that you're like, wow. So you mean between 25 and 45, within the next 20 picks, we have three choices and there are 10 guys that we absolutely love here. Well, what if we move back and we could still get them and we could secure another pick and we could get down in this other bunch where there's a whole bunch of guys down there we love also that we know and we like. So that's the point that I keep talking about. So what would that be? Now, if you do that, you're going to give up the quote unquote fifth year option on a player, because in the NFL, the first round guys, you get a chance to put a fifth year option on them. The second round guys, you don't. And you usually have to re-sign them early. If they're really good, you give them a contract extension after the third year. If they're not, you have to re-sign them or figure out what you're going to do with them after year four. And they hit free agency. So the thing is those are the decisions that they have to make. And if guys start to fall, and if they got their eyes on Freiermuth, the tight end, and if you see a bunch of those wide receivers, those speedy wide receivers, like, for instance, everyone keeps talking about Kadarius Toney, right? What if they really, really do like Rondale Moore, or what if they like the Amari kid from Clemson? And they go, you know what? Amari Rodgers might not be Kadarius Toney, but he ran a good 40 time and he's pretty damn good, right? Or what if it's Elijah Moore? So if you have Elijah Moore or Kadarius Toney that you say, okay, we don't take him at 25, they won't be there at 33. But if we move back, we could still get Rondale Moore or Amari Harvey, who we don't have ranked as that far behind either one of those guys. And then we could also get an extra pick and we can address the interior of the offensive line with that extra pick at the top of the third round or at the bottom of the first round. Let's do that. So that's what I'm talking about. And you could still get the production and then you could also secure an extra pick. These are the things that you guys have to start thinking about that may happen, and that the Jaguars, they're pondering all of this stuff. They're pondering all of this stuff because you don't know what's going to happen in front of them. The best thing for the Jaguars, this absolute best thing that could happen, is you see teams in front of them start taking either one or two things. When you see teams start drafting guys that the Jaguars are not high on, and you won't know this, but they'll know. And that's one thing that's good. The other thing is guys that aren't on their need, on their board of need. They're just not a priority for the Jaguars. That's another thing. Because the more of those guys you get out of the way, the more all of those guys that are on their board and all of those guys that are on their list start falling to them. That's when you might see them start either, one, they're going to get their choice of player, and then they're going to have a chance to move back. So when I return, I'm going to talk about the alternative. And the alternative would be, what if things go the other way and they have to speed it up a little bit, and you see them say, you know what, we addressed a lot of things in free agency. We may have to give up something to start moving up a little bit. We may have to come up some because this isn't going the way we wanted to go, and we think we need to jump up here and go get our guy. We need to come up here and go get our guy because this board isn't really going the way we wanted to go. Who could the players be to cause that to happen? I'll tell you in a second here on Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you about rockauto.com, man, rockauto.com is the place to be for any make and model of your vehicle when you need car parts or accessories. But you definitely need to make sure that it's the place to go to when and if you want to save money. I don't know anybody who doesn't want to save money, especially when it comes to auto parts and accessories. I just went through an ordeal myself with one of my vehicles, and it absolutely helped me tremendously to go to my family at rockauto.com. And you can do the same thing when you go to rockauto.com to order your parts and accessories. They're going to ask you, how did you hear about us? And in that box, I want you to put Locked On, just so they know that you were sent to them by us. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to save sometimes 20, 30, or 40% than you would at a chain store. And then you're going to save yourself a trip, too, from having to go in and waste a lot of time and answer questions that you don't know the answers to. And you don't have to do that. You can actually stay at home and punch rockauto.com in on your keyboard, and those parts will be delivered safely to your home. So it's rockauto.com, a family-owned business that's been operating for over two decades, and they have any and everything you want, whether it's something you need or just something you desire for any make and model of vehicle. It's rockauto.com for the best savings on your vehicle. All right, man, it's the ultimate mock NFL draft, April 19th through the 26th. Listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey, featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfor, and Brian Baldinger, our local experts for every team making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your home for all sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. All right, so we talked about what would happen if you stand pat just to move back. Now we're going to stand pat until that board starts looking shaky. And let's just say everyone has the same knowledge and the same wisdom that the Jaguars have, and this board starts to not quite go the way Jacksonville wants it to go, and some of these guys are flying off of the board. Now, what could happen to make that happen? Well, what could happen to make that happen is the quarterbacks go extremely early. All four quarterbacks that are expected to be first-round picks just fly off the board early. And then there's an early run also on those wide receivers. And then right after that, there's a run on those left tackles and right tackles. So what that'll do is that'll leave the next position group to be taken up would be the corners. Because that's where it's heavy. The draft is really, really heavy up top at quarterback, wide receiver, tackle, and corner. If those corners are still on the board around the middle teens, and what I'm talking about is J.C. Horn, Pat Surtain, and all of those guys, if those wide receivers fly off the board and those corners are still there, and there's a bunch of teams that don't necessarily need those guys, then what you'll start to see is teams start to maneuver and move around. And see, then you have teams coming up in front of you that are now saying, we need to go get a wide receiver because they might not fall. When you start seeing the guys like Bateman and Tony go earlier than you expect, now you got a problem. You got a serious problem. And if you see Jalen Phillips and guys like that flying off of that board early, and Ojulari and all those guys from Georgia, now you got a real problem. Because now what you don't want, if you're Jacksonville, is to get there, and this is going to really kill you. If Christian Barmore somehow finds his way off of that board early, and people do that, they'll do that because they know they can't find another defensive tackle late, and that just might happen. You're in trouble, because what you need is anything other than another cornerback in the first round. You don't want that to happen, right? Because then if you start to get towards 25 and there's something there that you don't need, and then the only thing that has to happen for you is you start reaching for need to fill positions, like you have to take somebody that the value board suggested they're not good enough for you to take them that high, but you almost have to do it now because, like, remember when I was talking about those wide receivers? If there's an early run on all of those guys because people feel like, hey, we just got to get people to score touchdowns. And then and every single year, and I'll tell you this, every single year, there are people that are left on the draft board at the start of the first round that folks swore were top 15 picks. And there are people that are drafted, there are prospects that are drafted in the top 20 that no one had in the top 20, and they thought that they were second or third round picks. I remember the Edmonds kid, both the Edmonds brothers. One was rated real high. Other people had the other one, the kid that's the safety at Pittsburgh. People thought he was a third round pick, and the Steelers took him in the first round. I remember all of this stuff happening. Colton Miller, the offensive tackle, he went 15th, and everybody was like, what the hell? And he went, I mean, folks were going crazy about this stuff. So there's always someone that's going to get picked earlier than you expect. It's going to either push people back, or there's always going to be somebody that's left on the board. And the draft is going to start on day two and sometimes day three, and there's going to be a name there that everyone told you was a first-round pick, and you're not going to believe it. And that's because for weeks and weeks and weeks, we've seen this stuff, and scouts know things that we don't know. They know medical history, injury history. They know criminal history. They know a lot of things that we don't know, so don't get it twisted. So what's going to happen is you may start to see teams reach. So if you're Jacksonville, the only thing that I could tell you that they would probably end up reaching for is a wide receiver or a tight end, where they really feel the need, like, look, this board isn't going the way we want it to go. We need to pony up some picks and make sure we get back up into that. We need three of these first round picks. We need to hurry up and get up there and get these guys now, because if we wait until tomorrow, they're not going to be there. And that is if they were looking to add one of those starting offensive linemen, a guy that could come in here and push at one of the guard positions or the tackle position, or be a swing guy and then start a year from now, whether that be a guy like Sam Cosmi or Dylan Radunes, or even one of the interior guys that could play guard or tackle, maybe like a Tevin Jenkins. If there's a run on those guys, if they have Freiermuth ranked really, really high, and all of a sudden a lot of pass catchers are leaving, and then teams that need tight ends are starting to make inquiries and call up and try to move up ahead of Jacksonville, that's another scenario. And then if a bunch of these pass rushers start getting off of this board, and there's a lot of guys falling backwards that you just don't need. If Mac Jones starts to fall, it's a problem, because he's one of the guys that's taken up one of the picks in front of you. So if all of that was just a smokescreen and Mac Jones starts to fall backwards, then that's one pick that you had somebody using up, a pick where the Jaguars aren't going to need a quarterback after pick one, right? So you want all of those guys to be gone. You don't want those guys to linger around in the late teens and 20s. If he's still there, that's an issue, because now that means someone else was taken that you may need and you may want. You want those guys out of the way. You want Kyle Trask to be taken in the 20s if he can. You want that Mills kid out of Stanford to be taken if you can. You want all of those dudes to be taken so all of those players that fit your board are pushed back towards you. What you don't want is a run on guys, and then you don't want people to start questioning the back out of that corner from Virginia Tech. You don't want people to question the position of Patrick Surtain. You don't want people to say that J.C. Horn is grabby. You don't want people to question the character of Michael Parsons. You don't want any of that stuff to happen where these big-time prospects start falling towards the back and then people start grabbing the guys that you expected to be there at 25 and 33, and now you're sitting there looking crazy. You just don't want it to happen. Because if that's what happens, you may be tempted to move up. You may be tempted to move up from 25. It's not set in stone that the Jaguars are going to sit at 25. The Jaguars could very easily say, no, we're coming up. We got first. We'll trade 25 and something else to come up to 15. It could very, very easily. Nobody's even talking about that. Everybody thinks it's just going to sit and stand pat at 25. The Jaguars might shoot up to 15, 16 if they get the right deal. And it doesn't cost them. If it cost them a third round pick to move up from 25 to 17 or 18, they could very easily do that. And that's the situation that I'm presenting to you today. So keep your mind open to all of these things that may happen. The board, the mocks, and all of these things. And kind of pay attention to, and remember this, there's going to be some surprises. Some of these mocks are all looking just alike. No one gets them all right. The most I've ever gotten right is 8. So understand that there are going to be trades. Understand that there are going to be things. Understand there are going to be a player or two that you absolutely did not expect to see. And it's going to change everything. And the Jaguars are going to end up with 2 or 3 names probably before the 4th round that you had no clue that they were even interested in. Keep an open mind, man. And I'll keep an open mind, too. I'll be back tomorrow with more stuff as we are under 10 days for the NFL draft in 2020. This is your man, Tony Wiggins, here with another episode of Locked On Jaguars. Until tomorrow, take care.